The laws pertaining to gifts to the poor, chapter 2. Much of the subject of this chapter is the laws of payah. Recall that payah refers to leaving the corners of one's field or a portion of one's field for the poor. First halacha. Any food that grows from the earth is guarded against thieves, is harvested all at the same time, and then is put in storage, is subject to the laws of payah. The second halacha brings lists of things in order to underscore how we understand the five elements that were listed in the first halacha. And just for simplicity, those five things are food, grows from the earth, guarded, harvested at the same time, and placed in storage. First, he lists things that are subject to payah, like grain and legumes. Things like indigo are exempt because they're not food. Truffles and mushrooms are exempt because they don't grow from the earth. Ownerless property is obviously exempt. Figs are exempt because they're not all harvested at the same time. Greens are exempt because they're not stored. But garlic and onions do require payah because they are stored. Third halacha. A portion of land of any size requires payah, and it does not matter if the land is owned by one or many people. Fourth halacha. If non-Jews harvested a field for their own sake, or if thieves harvested it, or if natural phenomena destroy the produce, the field is exempt from payah. Fifth halacha. If one harvested half of their field, and then robbers came and harvested the rest, the field is exempt. But if robbers first harvested half, and then the person harvested the other half, the field is not exempt. But the measurement would be based upon what the person harvested himself. If one harvested half, and then consecrated the other half, whoever redeems the other half would be required to leave payah. Sixth halacha. If someone harvested grapes from his vineyard in order to sell in the marketplace, but he did not harvest from one specific part of his field, but rather harvested from various parts, and then left over half the grapes to harvest later for the wine press, he would leave payah from what he harvested for the wine press, and the measure would be based upon what was left for the wine press. But if when he harvested for the marketplace, he harvested from one portion of the field, and then for the wine press he harvested the rest, he would have to leave payah for the entire harvest. And we have a similar concept with respect to stalks of grain. Seventh halacha. Someone who harvests his field before it is ripe, so long as it has not yet reached one-third of its growth, it is exempt from payah. Once it reaches a third of its growth, one is required to leave payah. Eighth halacha. If one consecrates his field while it is standing, and then redeems it while it is still standing, it is liable for payah. But if the temple treasury harvested it, and then he redeemed it, one would not be required to leave payah, because consecrated fields are not liable for payah. Ninth halacha. If a non-Jew harvests his field, and then he converts to Judaism, he is exempt from payah, leket, and shicha. Tenth halacha. One should not hire non-Jewish laborers because they don't understand the laws of payah and leket, and the obligation is on the owner of the field regardless of who does the harvest. 11th halacha. If the owner of a field harvests his entire field and forgets to leave payah, he must give some of the stocks to the poor. And he would not have to tithe the produce that he gave to the poor, because the theory of payah is that it is not his to begin with. But once he threshed and winnowed the grain, he becomes obligated to tithe, and he would not be able to set aside payah before tithing. This is a great incentive to do it right the first time. 12th halacha. Payah should be left at the end of one's field. This way the poor people know where to go in order to collect it. 13th halacha. If a person left one side of his field as payah, and the poor people expressed a preference for the other side, and he said, sure, go to the other side, both are considered payah. 14th halacha. On one hand, the workers should not harvest the entire field, rather they should leave payah at the end of the field. But on the other hand, the poor people are not entitled to enter the field and take payah until it has been separated out. 15th halacha. Payah from grain, legumes, and the like, as well as from vineyards and orchards, should be given while the produce is still in the earth, and the poor should grab it by hand, not using tools. And if they all agree to divide it equally, they may do so, but if even one person says, we should all just grab what we can, we would listen to him, because his statement is in accordance with the Torah. 16th halacha. When the produce is high up, like in the case of grapes draped over a wall or a date palm, the owner should bring the payah down, and he should divide it amongst the poor. If they unanimously desire that everyone should just take whatever they can do that, but if even one person says to divide it, we listen to him, because his statement is in accordance with Torah law. 17th halacha. There are three times a day when payah is either left for the poor or divided amongst them. They are in the morning, midway through the day, and in the afternoon. A poor person who comes not at the proper time is not permitted to take. 18th halacha. If a poor person claims payah without using one of the proper methods of acquiring something, and here specifically the proper method is simply taking it, he is required to give up even what he's taken appropriately. Improper methods include throwing one's garment over it, falling on it, and the like. 19th halacha. If a poor person took payah and said, all of this is for such and so, who is a poor person, that would be binding. But if a rich person were to take payah and say, this is for such and such a poor person, that would not be binding because a rich person cannot claim any property rights over payah to begin with. 20th and final halacha. If the owner of the field specifically left payah for the poor people standing in front of him, and one comes from behind him and takes it, that person acquires it, because a person does not acquire leket, shicha, or payah, or even a coin that was lost, until it reaches his possession.